There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 22nd of September 2008. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com for lots of previous talks I've given. In an attempt to piece a lot of this big jigsaw puzzle together for you and give you shortcuts as well, shortcuts to understanding what's really happening in the world and to show you that everything that comes across the mainstream media is an attempt to move the human herd, as they call the people, along a particular path, a predetermined path. We are managed. Our minds are managed. Our topics of conversation are managed. Our arguments are given to us. The conclusions to the arguments are given to us. And we're treated like children. We've been treated like children for many generations, many generations. So look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download and print up in the various languages of Europe. And for those who are watching the skies once in a while, this would be a common thing. Everyone looked out the door and looked at the skies. But I think those who live in some major cities with the high-rise towers probably don't look up so much. There's not a lot to see. But in the country, people normally came out their doors and look at the sky, still do. And you see them early in the morning, very early in the morning, crisscrossing the skies with these trails, which are not condensation trails. You see, many of us have lived long enough to know what condensation trails look like. And these ones go from horizon to horizon, and they spread out and form these mushy, wispy clouds. They also alter the weather, because I've watched this personally as they go back and forth with different shades of spray. And when they put the darker ones out, sure enough, the wind whips up and you're left with a storm that happened last year and the year before it too. And I do have articles here, and I've read them before, about owning the weather put out by the US Air Force. It's always put out, these projections are put out as things they'd like to do. But in reality, that they've already been at it for a long time. They've been doing it. It's the same with everything that they pretend they're working on. And some of the lower orders of research are doing research, meaning the searching was done. They are working on the low stuff again. And they generally give out press releases, which make us think, well, I guess they're not far ahead in their research. That's how we're tricked and fooled. They're always way ahead of what the public are told, and in fact, we're the last to ever know. Same with the GMO food that the Canadians were being tested on, the modified stuff, with secret deals between Monsanto and other groups and the Canadian government. That was awfully nice of them, that for over 10 years we were eating this stuff and hadn't been told. They didn't have the courtesy or the gahonas to tell us what they were doing. And this will lead me to my topic for tonight, because everything is interrelated in this new socialist world system. It's a tricky term, actually. It's tricky to label it socialist because it has aspects of the socialist regimes of the past, but it also has other aspects to it too. The aspects which were talked about by the big foundations that were created out of what was called the mystery schools back in the 1700s or 1500s even. They came along in the 1700s with the foundations. And I'll be back with more on this topic and what they're doing after this break.
Oh. Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And before I go on to tonight's topics, remember, you can buy my books on cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. You can get the DVDs I have for sale as well and the CDs. And you can also donate on the website as well through PayPal and other means. And that keeps me going. And the expenses do pile up doing all of this with equipment and all the rest of it too. Things breaking down, getting tossed out, and getting replaced. Because as you know, nothing today is meant to last very long, especially when you're using it all the time. And the equipment we're given for computers and so on, really, it's really a joke. I think it's a temporary phase anyway, until they bring in a new internet system, and then you'll be left with, they'll give you something good then, which will get the new system, but you'll be left with mainstream. That's all you'll have on it. I've said before that how news is presented to the public is the same way as you'd talk to children, you talk down to children. There's always a good reason or plausible reason, and then there's the real reason. And it isn't until you've studied the mysteries and the religions that came along with it, and all of the fronts, the myriad of fronts that it put in front of itself, to counter what you think of as being democracy, and in fact camouflaging themselves within democracy under NGO groups and all the rest of it. That is the new type of democracy, ruled by Soviet. That's what Soviet meant, ruled by non-governmental organizations, at least on the surface, but the ones at the top were picked. And the NGO leaders who were accepted and accepted into the big meetings, the world meetings at the United Nations, they have the leaders picked too. They went around democracy a long time ago. In fact, they went around it before they even gave it to the public. The democracy is a panacea, a placebo for the public. And here's an article here, and then I'll take some calls. It's from Mail Online, to do with school children. School children could be given smart drugs in a bid to boost brain power. There's the presentation to you. And I know my listeners have done their homework before, and they know to be suspicious as soon as you hear something like this. And this is by Laura Clark, 19th of September, 2008. Schools will soon have to ensure all pupils have access to brain-enhancing smart drugs, according to officially funded experts. These are experts again. No, the ones who are very democratic, they just happen to be there. They said teachers risk claims of bias against poorer children if they fail to give all pupils the same chance to take a new generation of pills which boost attention, concentration, and memory. Researchers predict that within a generation, cognition-enhancing drugs, or COGs, remember COG in machine, a book written by the Soviets where they said everyone will simply be a COG in the big Soviet machine. So calling them COGs, will be so advanced that parents and teachers will be able to manipulate biology to enhance pupils' brain power. So there's a selling plug for it, you see. Then it says, brave new world. School children will be able to take drugs which help develop different mental capacities. Are they going to create a new class system here? But schools will have to address ethical issues about haves and have-nots, said the scientists led by Bristol University in England. If COGs are only available to those who can afford them, what does this mean for equality? So they're going to get everybody arguing that they can't afford them and they have the right to get them too. What a beautiful way to get people in. And you know, enough stupid people will go for this. Well, that's not fair, is it, that their children can get them and mine can't? They can't get their brain shrunk with Ritalin. It says here, it may be unethical to deny the chance for people to take advantage of such enhancements. Educators will at least know about what smart drugs are being taken by their pupils. So now, you see, the teachers now are almost dispensers of pills for the pharmacological companies. They're also the diagnosers for attention deficit and all the rest of it. All those names they now give to boys who are restless. You see, in a new school system, which is really based on the maternal system, they want everyone being like the girls. The girls can sit very quietly and listen at that age. The boys don't. That's called nature. Boys are different. Boys are different. But they want them all to be the same, so they want them all to be well-behaved and zonked out, just staring at teacher. And it goes down this list here, and it talks about the think tanks and the charity foundations that the government's involved in and so on. And it says a study depicts a brave new world where people's DNA profiles would be stored on memory sticks. Isn't that wonderful? This is all from school. Brain scanners would give staff real-time readouts of people's thinking, allowing them to tailor lessons more effectively. Do you realize the danger of giving your brain to the state? Does anyone ever think of this? And all the young ones are watching the sci-fi thinking they're going to get brain chips and can plug into the Matrix like Neo and just fly around and come out of it when they want to. Do you ever think that someone else is programming your brain once you're in there? I should really say, does anybody think? It says schools may also need to hold drug tests to monitor and regulate the use of performance enhancers, according to the researchers. Remember that movie THX? Have a look at it if you haven't seen it. It's an excellent movie of a portrayal of the future. It says here, this test, particular study, says they were commissioned by Future Lab, a think tank, and charity, see it, charities again, funded by the government to help shape the future of education. This is an official thing I'm reading here. It depicts a brave new world where their DNA will be stored in memory sticks, brain scanners, and so on. And it says, doctors already reported or are reporting that healthy students are taking Ritalin. The controversial hyperactivity medication is thought to boost concentration. So here you go, you see. Now, it's a type of speed. Amphetamine. We used to have laws to lock people up for taking amphetamine. Now they want to give all the children the stuff. It says modafinil, a stimulant known as a stay-awake pill, is also being taken to boost exam performance. There's a booming internet black market in the drugs with reports of parents encouraging children taking exams to use them. This is sort of blaming the parents here. Some students at Oxford University are believed to be trading them in college libraries. And it's true, all these guys who are on Ritalin have caught on to the fact they can sell this stuff to their pals for a quick high. Meanwhile, procedures designed to treat degenerative diseases are also being developed to assist with learning and concentration. Dubbed Botox for the brain, they involve magnetic pulses stimulating particular brain regions. Yesterday's report, part of a £1.5 million project on the future of schooling, warns the side effects of long-term use of smart drugs are unknown. What a lie. We've had years and years and years of guys on speed. We know what it does. You end up in a vegetative state. And it does shrink the brain when you give it to young people. What a lie to say that. The Academy of Medical Sciences has previously warned that smart drugs need to be regulated. So there you go. They want to drug all the children now under the guise of making them smarter. Never believe what they tell you. These characters have wanted to complete control of the brain of everyone for centuries. And here they go again. The big alchemists flogging their wares through law. Because this eventually will become law, is to get the parents fighting over the fact they can't afford it or something, and then they'll get grants so that they can get their children on these drugs. Amazing. Amazing. I'm going to go to the phone because we've got a caller from Japan. We've got James in Japan. Are you there?
Yes. Hello, Mr. Watt. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm currently doing some research on transhumanism for my podcast at CorbettReport.com, and I think your listeners are probably by now familiar with the idea that the term transhumanism was coined by Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous, to make eugenics in a post-World War II environment acceptable once again. But I'm interested in the idea that transhumanism in particular and eugenics in general is related to alchemy and the Masonic idea of the perfecting of mankind. Yeah. I'm wondering, can you speak to that idea?
Yes, you understand, too, that there are the different categories of Freemasonry. And at the top, they call it the mystery religion. It's always been here. The lower workers are Masons that think they're working towards the great work. They're not quite certain what it is. Some of them think it's just the global society. They've been trying to get a global government for three or four centuries. The International Brotherhood of Man. But you're right, they talk about rebuilding the man, and on one sense, the allegorical sense, it would give you the impression it's a self-help group where you build yourself, you die to yourself, and you create the new man mentally. But you're right, there's another aspect of it, is the inner man as well. They want to build the inner and outer man to suit the perfect society. And what they say is that they want to rebuild all that was left imperfect by the Creator. And they've come to conclusions a long, long, long time ago that the general population are imperfect. We're not all up at the top. We don't have the right genes to get to the top, and that's why eugenicists are all in on this particular act. And many of them are Freemasons themselves. So they've decided that we are all inferior types that must be replaced, and it might take another 50 years to create a whole society of servants, a very small society of servants, to serve this elite. That's where they're going with it. And believe you me, transhumanism means much, much more than what the magazines are telling you. Hold on, and we'll go into this when I come back from this break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. We're talking to James from Japan about transhumanism. And another point to do with this transhumanist agenda is they have a naive public who have been trained to believe that all those people at the top in the science laboratories and the big corporations that produce computers and so on are working hard to make them happy. And so they trust that whatever is given to them is going to enhance them in so many different ways for their own benefit, and nothing is further from the truth. They literally want to recreate different kinds of humans for specialized tasks, exactly as Huxley talked about. And I've read from science magazines going back for years on this very topic. In fact, they claim they can do it now. It's a matter of getting the public to accept it. And we will accept it as they bring forth different kinds, not too far removed from humans. Then they'll go into the ethical debates, which are all pre-scripted, and the conclusions are all done too, and present that to the public over a course of a few years. And then they'll bring more types forward for us. The elite never planned in the mystery religion ever to give the masses the same type of utopia as they'd have at the top. They see the world as the beehive, and they use the symbol of the beehive to show you the fixed, rigid system as the way they think it should be, with the royalty at the top and surrounded by their courtiers and their advisors and then their technocrats all the way down to the worker bees at the bottom. and they want to perfect the worker bees worldwide. They do not see a distinction between one country's peasantry to the other country's peasantry. It's a global plantation, and they have decided through the various science foundations, as they all work together, that we don't have the right genes, the right stuff, as they call it, to be chosen to go any higher. But we will be the basic material, our DNA, etc., to be used to create different kinds of humans to serve them better. It's not going to be a world where you'll be a super giant with the same mind as you have today. You will not be able to think as a separate individual human being. That's the world they're going to bring in for those who get transhumanist procedures done on them.
Yes.
Hello?
On your program in the past, you've promoted the idea that the elite agenda for humanity is unfolding, and we can't hope to stop that agenda, only change its course. And I think transhumanism is one example of that, because as we know, you can't put the scientific research genie back in the bottle. Scientists are still going to keep working on their brain chips and all the rest of it. What then is your idea for derailing or changing the course of this transhumanist agenda? Is there any way we can effectively commandeer such a movement or throw it off course?
What they've been aiming at primarily are the minds of the up-and-coming children who watch all the science fiction movies that are churned out, even cartoons. They're hooked on them. Every hero has special implants that give them special abilities, and they really believe that they'll be given this themselves one day. And so they're for it. So we have to really, it's the communication between parents and adults and children that's been severed. And that's the only way you could really knock this off course, is if the children know some of their history, some of the history about what's been done to the general public over the centuries, and also the mindset of the elite and what happened, and the dirty tricks they have done on their own population down through the centuries, and also to educate them as to the real reasons these big corporations are working in particular directions. Understand that all research and development is run on grants. They don't pick the direction they want to go in. They're told where to do the research by the big foundations that fund them. And when you see the pattern of funding, direct funding towards specific agendas, then you know that that is the future that has been agreed upon to be brought into the world by big foundations, big think tanks, very rich people, very old families. That's who directs all of the research and development that goes on today. You can't go into research and development without getting millions to back you, millions of dollars, and doors opened for you too, to allow you to continue in that research. So therefore, that should be a red flag right away. The elite have always had the one problem of how to control an efficient public. And this is where it's all going towards. At the Loyola meeting they had a few years ago at Loyola University, the World Science Organization that was headed by Newt Gingrich, he opened it up. He talked about the brain chip. And in fact, it was a scientist from Japan who gave the main speech, and he said, this new world we're bringing in will have people across the planet all connected to decentralized computers that will program them. He said, you will have no quietness in your head. You'll hear the whispers of commands being issued to those around you and from those people back to the central computer. And he said, no one will be able to think of themselves as a distinct, separate individual anymore. He said, think of it more like the beehive. That's the term he used. This is the world they're going to bring in, but they also want to bring in new types of efficient, purpose-made, ideal design. The other reason, the other meaning of ID is ideal design. So they'll have the ideal designed humans for specific tasks, exactly as Plato talked about 2,300 years ago.
All right, okay. Thank you very much for that information, Mr. White.
Thanks for calling. I'll be back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, trying to show you that that which seems to be enticing, and that's how all this stuff is marketed to you, all the changes that are coming, is meant to be enticing. They must get you to want this, in fact, so they can bring in their utopia. And it will be utopia when no one can think as an individual anymore, at least all those in the masses. Because the elite have said they personally will not change themselves. They have to guide planet Earth, and therefore they have to keep their own preservation instincts intact. But the masses won't need it, because the state will be making all the choices and decisions for you. Isn't that wonderful? And it's true enough. In this day and age, a lot of people will love this new type of totalitarian socialism. They don't like making decisions. And here's one more article here, just a short article, because I've warned you before about the genetically modified food and how that was snuck in. And again, it was a priority to get it through, done through secrecy with government collusion, with big GM foundations and organizations, Monsanto and all these characters. You wouldn't believe the scope of this and the scale of this. And what's coming out now is that these great crop yields that we're going to have are down by one-third. So it doesn't produce more, you get less. And the main thing I'd like to tell you about is the fact that it can take nine times the pesticide and more dangerous pesticides than other crops could handle. Where do you think all that pesticide ends up? Plants soak up water through the earth. It's all through the complete plant. It's through all its cellular structure is being poisoned. And you wonder why people are dropping dead. You wonder why they're coming down with all the cancers off the stomach, the very thing. Even potatoes that were altered and tested on rats and mice was discovered to have. It was found out that this stuff was giving them cancers and so on. But what else will it do? I'll bet you anything it hits fertility, because everything out there hits fertility today by design. This is from PCC Sound Consumer from September 2007. And it's got an article here about Monsanto's cafeteria in Britain. This is in the United Kingdom. Staff at the British headquarters of the biotech firm Monsanto will be able to purchase only non-genetically modified food products in their company cafeteria. From now on, foods containing genetically modified soy and corn will not be available. Granada Food Services, which maintains the canteen, is said to be concerned about health risks. Does anybody find that the hair in the back of their head standing up? And that was an ODE magazine as well. And you think they're just making crops to help you. It's always to help you. And every government has its spokesman or spokeswoman pushing this genetically modified food across the planet, saying it's the only way to go, it's the only way to go. Really, have you seen what it's done in India? Because India's water sources are now totally polluted and contaminated with the pesticides. It's all through the groundwater. These are amazing pesticides. And I've got article after article here on the effects on the human body of them. It's just astonishing. Astonishing what happens to us and how we accept it, because we're not involved, you see. We've been trained to stay out of the big picture, not to get involved. Leave it to the experts, the ones that are paid to do all this stuff. Trained from birth not to be involved. And whenever you start something up to become involved, you find suddenly there's organizations just appear out of nowhere, well-funded, that speak for you. You think. All funded by the big foundations again. Now, we've got Mark in Wisconsin. Are you there, Mark?
Hello.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, yeah, I was just calling about a program that I heard on Wisconsin Public Radio, funded by the Carnegie Foundation. The interviewer interviewed a guy who's coming up with an HBO series about vampires and how it's okay for them to be out in civilization now because they're synthetic blood. And they were laying out all the arguments, you know, that, oh, it's you humans that have killed millions of people and all that sort of thing. And I found myself being carried away by the story. It was so finely crafted.
Yeah.
Visualizing it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was just incredible. Who crafts these things, Alan?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no doubt about it. I watched the intro to an old series, the longest-running soap in the planet, and that is Coronation Street, when they're introducing the new series to Canada from Britain. But they talked behind the scenes to all those that were involved in writing the scripts and so on. They had sociology professors, they had psychiatrists, they had psychologists, they had experts in every field, full-time, involved in writing all of these scripts. And so you start to tie it together as they predictively program us with the stuff that we love to watch. This is how it's done. And the futurist society is also one of the biggest ones. The future society funds, the big foundations fund certain writers, give them what they want to put in their books, and they simply wrap a nice novel around it. So you have all these societal statements in the middle of what it seems to be an intriguing type story. That's how they've done it for centuries.
Yeah. Right, right. And I immediately recognized it as purpose-made human arguments and clone arguments, but I still found myself being carried away by their arguments.
Yes.
It was just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
well, they're
and,
very good because they give you one. You see, you will come to conclusions by not having all data. If you only take partial data with no counter-argument, you will come to the desired conclusions. That's what's left with you. And that's it's as simple as that. That's how they do it to you. Yeah.
Right, right. And even they went later on in the conversation, and the director, he was a homosexual, and she said, "You were molested as a child, weren't you?" And he ended up finally saying, "Well, I'm gay. I didn't see it as a crime. I actually enjoyed it." So they hit purpose-made humans or clones, and they also hit intergenerational sex all at the same time. It was just incredible.
Well, in 2001, a month before the World Trade Center bombing, there was an international meeting of the censorship bureaus for every country. And we think they're there to protect us and your values, etc. No, their job, I found out reading the article, was how to push the envelope to the next step. And in 2001, they said they were doing an all-out assault to fund all comedies and so on about homosexuality. And then at the end of it, the next day, in the newspapers, two of the attendees, a professor from a university in the States, one from Canada, both professors stood up and made the exact same speech that was printed in the newspapers, and they said, "Now we've won the battle for homosexual rights. The next step will be bestiality and intergenerational sex." And in other words, they're given the green light for the writers to put this stuff in their stories. That's how it's done.
Right, and they always prey on our good side and our humanity, because I don't hate homosexuals, but to bring an anomaly into the mainstream is it's just wrong.
Yes, but this is how they do it. We are guided through fiction, primarily through fiction. Because your sensor part of your brain is down. You don't have all the data. You're trained through emotion, the emotion of what happens in the story form, and that will embed itself in your mind. So this is what they've been using for a long, long time. They don't give you all the data. They simply always give you a victim you can sympathize with and identify as to what they're going through. And then you find out to have something else to do with them that embeds along with the personality in your mind. It's a very simple technique, but it works very well.
They just use every group, every demographic that they run into. It's incredible. Thanks,
yes.
Alan.
Oh, yeah, and they do use it. See, this is the word. They use people. They don't give a damn about sexual persuasion or rights of anyone. They simply use all of that, because what they must do now is... See, all of this is getting you prepared to accept transhumanism and all the different kinds of humans they're going to eventually give out there. And that would never have floated with the old-style family, the old opinions, the old rigid caste system and view of a system of, say, America. So that to destroy all of that first, bring in, they use the homosexual agenda and the lesbian agenda to confuse, well, what is normality anyway? When there's no normality, then anything goes. So they've simply been used to get to the next step. And the next step is to bring in a new type of human being.
This or Mute, which tells me that they're in on this whole agenda too, Alan. Excellent show, excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. But that's how it's done. They'll use them and use them, because once no normality exists, you see, there is no normality, anything goes. Then society is in flux. You have no normal to compare anything with. And so you have no objections to what's put in front of you, what comes up next, or even what they want to do with you, ultimately. That's very simple. And eventually there'll be all kinds of different humanoid-type creatures. We saw that in the movie Artificial Intelligence. That was part of that. You had the wicked humans who had a kind of circus for obsolete robot type humans, and they killed them all in the circus for entertainment. People were bad, humans were bad, and they said that as long as the human mindset is there with certain emotions and qualities, then anything can be classified as human. So all these movies, all these shows are part of predictive programming, and we never catch on. it's quite, as I always say, you cannot watch anything and enjoy it. You must study it clinically. Everything must be studied clinically. And you'll find out very quickly if you can do that, if you can actually learn that art, you'll know what they want to leave in your mind. And it's not just to make you happy and pass a couple of hours. It's to implant certain topics within your mind and also give you the conclusions about those topics as well. And that's how it's done. That's how it's done. It's quite astonishing, but that's how it's done. Very simple thing. Give anything a human story, with a chase, good guy, bad guy, or cop going through all hell and high water to get justice done, and in amongst it, they throw all of the rest of the stuff in there. That's what sticks with you. Here's an article here to give you an idea what I'm talking about foundations. These are the real ones who run the world. And this is called, it's from the Times, September the 20th, 2008. And it's really a publicity stunt in a sense. It's a handout given to newspapers. It's written by public relations experts as they feed you massive lies and deception. At least for because they have the ulterior purposes at heart. That's what they have. And it's called Sperm Warfare. Sperm Warfare, September the 20th, 2008. From the radio-controlled valves to ultrasound, male contraception is going high-tech. Now, remember what I've told you about Thomas Malthus and who he worked for, who funded him. And you'd read the writings of Thomas Malthus on depopulation, useless eaters, and all the rest of it. Sterilizing vast bunches of people has been very, very important down through the ages. They used to just simply castrate them, remember, when the slaves were living in Egypt and other parts of the Middle East. And it says men are shortchanged when it comes to birth control. Vasectomy is painful. Then it gives you the usual spiel lead up to it. But science, see, the god, the new priest, has finally may have found an answer for reversible, reliable, and easy contraception for men with a new breed of futuristic, non-hormonal gizmos that promise a high-tech solution to sperm control. Now remember, the United Nations has stated that the sperm in the male in the Western world is down by 75% of what it was in 1950, and they don't give us any explanation. But then in other articles, outcomes bisphenol and all the plastic stuffs and so on, and how it literally kills off the sperm in the male. And a lot of things do. Do you find, you know, there's a recent article recently that says that the paint you now use, these latex paints, actually give off a gas as they're drying. And guess what it affects? Out of all the things it could affect, male sperm count kills it. What a coincidence. Everything is such a coincidence, but it all leads in the same direction. When that happens, you got an agenda at work. An agenda. Then it goes on in this article here, you talk about men want contraceptives, says Elaine Leisner, director of the non-profit Male Contraception Information Project in San Francisco. This is all PR, but I'm trying to get down here to the real nitty-gritty stuff. And some of the stuff they've invented, you wouldn't want. You would not want this stuff. You've got a little gizmo they can put in the urethra or into the vas deferens and control it with a switch remotely. A doctor can do it. Remote. Can you imagine given that kind of power as to whether you can actually have a woman impregnated or not? Given that power to the state. Oh, their dreams come true, eh? And it goes on and on and on, but I'm looking at all the foundations eventually that fund these projects, and they call themselves charities. Charities are all from charitable groups that are funded by foundations. And this one here is called Male Contraceptives Coalition. You know how guys are clamoring to get contraception? Haven't you done it yourself? You just march in the streets for it, don't you? It says, the Male Contraceptives Coalition, the charity that runs malecontraceptives.org, look into that charity. Look into it. And look at all the foundations, dozens and dozens and dozens of them that fund this. Then you'll get the picture of who's really behind this and why. It's not because they want to help men. It's not because men are marching in the streets. or crying at night because they can't have sexual intercourse without getting a woman pregnant. It says here, who is this woman here, the particular woman I'm looking for? There's a bunch of them here, in fact. But I can't find her. It's just too long an article anyway. But, as I say, look at all the different contraptions that they're into. Yeah, Kristen, I can't find it. Anyway, I'll go on from this article here. Kristen Thompson, look at her profile, bring it up, and look at the foundations that fund her. This is a youngish person come out of university, been into the effects of chemicals on agriculture and also the effects on insects. Look where she's come so quickly to be funded by foundations, dozens after dozens after dozens of them. Back with more after this break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural prior you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Before we go on to the next caller, look at that male contraception coalition and look up that woman's name and look at the foundations that back it and back them all. You wouldn't believe the money that's pushed into this kind of thing. You see, that's how you're really guided, not through democracy, but through big foundations with the same agendas. I've got James from Australia. We might just get him in here. Are you there, James?
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad. How are you doing?
Pretty good. My phone card probably will run out very soon, so I'll keep it really quick. Just around Brisbane in Australia where I live, I've just read an article in the local magazine and they're trying to create a UNESCO biosphere. And it's funny thing is the councillors around here are strongly opposing it. And one of them, who's actually a lawyer with a couple of degrees, he just can't understand it. He claims that he has no idea what they're trying to achieve. And he says there's a lot of pressure, actually, and from certain people and forces, but they don't seem to understand. I'm thinking about actually contacting him, and I'm not sure if it's really worth my while, and what would I say to him, and and is it worth explaining about Agenda 21 and so on?
Yeah, these biospheres, it's also part of something people don't realize. It's a land for debt swap as well from the World Bank. They're playing this little game too with biospheres. It will turn into a biosphere. No humans can come on it. But what they do is allow big corporations to go in and mine or have rights over certain things and so on. But the average person cannot go in there and live. Yeah.
It's 320,000 hectares.
Yes.
And it's not in the remote area. It's just next to Brisbane, which is a very big city. But yeah, it's they actually said here that they want to. Where did I see this? Oh, I can't even find it. They want to have running horses, and it sounds really quite strange because it's got native animals as well as like sort of non-natives.
Yes.
So it sounds like one of those crazy sort of those things that they have at the Earth Summit or something like that. One of those.
It's part of the Biodiversity Treaty, and that was Maurice Strong that was fronted. He fronted for the Biodiversity Treaty for Rockefeller Foundation. Mm. And world citizenship and so on. And of course, Strong works at the United Nations too. So he's heavily involved in all this creation of biospheres. And every country's got them now scattered all over the place. And you can't get on them. But some big international corporations have drilling rights and mineral rights on them. They allow that to happen.
Mm.
But the average Joe is not allowed to walk on them anymore.
Yeah it's just interesting because every other city in Australia apparently has gone for it, but just Brisbane's holding off. But the funny thing is, I'm living in a city where they actually are trying to increase the rates by about eightfold in the inner city apartments, and no one's really doing anything constructive about it. They're just letting it happen, and it doesn't directly affect me, but I'm very concerned about it because although I have a property, I don't have to pay eight times my rates. But it's called council tax in England, but we call it rates here.
Yes. Have you ever wanted to know the long-term agenda for any area? You go and see the top Freemasons in that county or area or the city.
Yeah.
Find the odd fellows. They know. They know everything that will be planned or will be planned or will come on the books years before you'll ever see it in the newspaper.
So the local councillor's probably probably doesn't have any clue. He's probably just got no idea about it, sounds like.
Probably not.
Anyway, thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. And from Hamish myself, up in a very heavily sprayed Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Gold has been.